بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال تعالى في قرآن مجيد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين. قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه الصلاة والسلام: قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: صدق الله وصدق الرسول، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected all my ikram, my brothers in Islam, today inshallah we will start discussing the first part concerning Tawheed. Firstly, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam. We praise Allah Jalla Majdahu for blessing us with Iman. And we praise Allah ta'ala for making us for the ummah of Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala alayhi salatu wa sallam. There are two words, one is Deen and one is Shariat. Although at times we use it in a similar sense, but in reality it is different. Deen is different, Shariat is different. Deen, every Nabi, every Rasul, he brought the principles or the usul or the fundamentals of Deen. And the principles and fundamentals of Deen are three. If you look at history, all Anbiya alayhi salam, 124,000 Anbiya alayhi salam, they came with one deen. Whether it is Adam, Isa, Musa, Suleiman, Elias, Dawood, every one of them, when we check Quran-e-Kareem, in Quran-e-Kareem, we have got 25 Anbiya alayhi salam mentioned. And we know there were 313 Rasul. The rest were Nabi, Anbiya. But every one of them, when we study their lives, their teachings, their preaching, their propagation, every one of them, they came with three teachings. One, Tawheed. Every Nabi, every Rasul preached Tawheed, oneness of Allah. And secondly, Risalat or Nabuwat. Every Nabi, he called towards his Nabuwat, he called towards his Risalat. When Musa alayhi salam spoke to his people, he told them, believe in Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala is one. And he told the public that he is the Nabi, he is the Rasul of the time. So the Rasul of the time, the Nabi of the time, he told the public first about Tawheed. And secondly, about his own risalat, he was telling them that he is a Rasul from Allah, he is a Nabi from Allah, and the public should follow him and his teachings and his injunctions. So when Isa alayhi salam called, he called towards Allah Ta'ala who is one, and then he said, follow me, I am the Nabi of Allah. When Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi salam called, he called for the similar thing. Atiyu Allah wa Atiyu Rasul, that he called, follow Allah and follow his Rasul, that is Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every Nabi, the third thing that every Rasul and Nabi called was the Akhirat. That there is going to be a day of accountability, that there is going to be a day of judgment, there is going to be a day of retribution, that there is going to be a day we are going to stand before our Creator and answer. Every Rasul, every Nabi called to this. when you look at the teaching of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his inaugural speech, when he called the tribes, when he called them by name, and he called them to Mount Safa, his inaugural speech, within few minutes, he said these three things. Because this is the asas, this is the principle, this is the basics of every Nabi's call, of every Rasul's call, this is deen. Study that, you see, he called them quickly towards Tawheed. He said that he is the Rasul of Allah, appointed by Allah, nominated by Allah, as to preach and propagate. And third thing, he immediately asked them that if I tell you there is an army coming, because you are standing on the mount, there is an army coming, will you believe me? They said, we will believe you, you are trustworthy, you are truthful, you are Amin, you are Sadiq. You do not speak lies. Then he told them, he warned them of a day of judgment, of a day of retribution, of a day of accountability, of Akhirah. See, three things he put down quickly to them. Then Abu Lahab, etc., they caused havoc and disrupted that cause. But you see, he never waste time. Immediately he brought these three things in quickly. This is the basis of deen, which every Nabi, every Rasul called towards. Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat. But here understand something. Akhirat, generally we translate and we wrongly translate Akhirat as hereafter. And we get the impression that this is something to come. But understand fully well that there are various alams, various spheres, various realms. For example, the alam arwa, the realm of the souls from where we came. The realm of alam misal, the realm of similitude. This realm, alam dunya, which is close to us. And alam-e-barzakh, the world of the grave. Then the alam-e-araf, which is in between Jannat and Jahannam. And alam-e-akhirat, which is comprised of Jannat, Jahannam and Araf. All are concurrently, simultaneously, at this very moment, functional. Functional and in existence. Yes, that's a different matter. Everything will be destroyed, as stated in Surah Rahman, etc. That everything will be destroyed, annihilated, to be reconstructed. That's a different issue. But currently, as you and I are sitting and speaking and listening, that everything is in existence. Everything is moving, functional. Everything is full of life. Fourth thing, which every Nabi, every Rasul, if you study Quran Kareem properly, you'll find that every Nabi was calling to these three, but there was one rider they were putting. That we do not want any remuneration for what we are doing. And our remuneration, our wages, our reward is from Allah. If you look at the Quran Kareem, repeatedly you'll find this. He's calling towards Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat, and then the Nabi will say that, see, my reward is with Allah. I do not want any money from you. I do not want any wages from you. I do not want any materialistic gain from you. And in this there is a formula for propagation. In this there is a formula for preaching. In this there is a formula for da'wah and tabligh. And in this there is some wisdom. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions this. And if you look carefully at the success of the Tabligh Jamaat, it's on this point also. That when they go out, they're not asking any person, give me wages. They're not saying, give me some money. They're not saying, give me some vote. They're not saying, give me some position. They're not saying, give me something that I will preach and propagate. They're not saying, okay, I'm going out for collection. I'm going out for donation. Oh, they're not saying that, oh, we are going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, pay us. They are for our message, our propagation. They are going for self-reformation, basically, and passing the message simultaneously. So any preacher, propagator, he wants to be successful, then he should not ask for any wages, any remuneration. Now, throughout the world, and especially in South Africa, that it is a sad situation that most of the platforms occupy it. That the Maulana, the Mufti, the Ali talking, he's on the payroll. He has to be on the payroll, unfortunately. He's working for some jamaat, he's working for some group, he's been paid. Now when a person is paid, inevitably he's got certain restrictions. He's got certain boundaries, he's got certain limitations. He does not want to upset people. Okay, everybody is not fortunate like me. I can say whatever I want to say. So, because who's going to hire me, who's going to fire me? You understand? I'm not a payroll of anybody. That's why you see that I say what I want to say. Now, poor Maulana, what is he going to say? Poor Sheikh, what is he going to say? He says something too rough, the trustee will tell him, come to the office. Then he knows that's his last visit to the office. Fire him, poor chap. If you say something very hard against the trustees, they say, come Baba, what are you doing? We pay you. Our money, you tell us how to spend it. And we Maulana has got no union also. There is no union, there is no one of our unions. So everybody takes advantage over us. Only trustee thinks he is our boss. And poor Maulana, what he can do? He has to now throw the line. And he has to ask his boss, how high must I jump? I tell you one thing, that if the Maulana is given freedom in this country, if the Mufti is given freedom in this country to say what he wants to say, you'll have a complete different bayan coming out. You'll have such strictness and firmness that your hair will stand up. Now we are soft peddling, you know, we have to watch your watch. This trustee, whether he's smiling, that one, whether he's laughing, that trustee, whether he's smiling, that one, whether he's cross, and all that. So we bach kar chalna, you know, we have to be careful how we move here. Fortunately for me, inshallah, I tell you what I want to tell you, because alhamdulillah, you'll make a lot of dua for me. So the Anbiya is saying this, Quran-e-Kareem is repeat, go see Quran-e-Kareem, repeat. Tawheed, Risalat, Akhirat, I don't want your wages, I'm going to say what I want. That is why Anbiya alayhi salam, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they went under so much of difficulty, so much of harassment, so much of parashani, the Anbiya alayhi salam, because they stood and they never moved. And that is what Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the hadith I quoted, that say, Kul amantu billah, say Allah, I believe in Allah, say I believe in Allah, I believe in His Tawheed. I believe firmly in His Tawheed, summa istaqim, and I remain firm on it. I am remaining firm, although I am trying to blow a trumpet, I also am fearing you people. That's why I don't say certain things. Summa istaqim, we are not doing properly, respected elders. We are not standing firm on Tawheed. We are not propagating this Tawheed properly to you, because we are afraid of the repercussions and the consequences. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and remember that Allah has got qualities. We recognize Allah by His qualities. And His qualities are in two. Sifat-e-khasa and sifat-e-amma. Sifat-e-khasa, special qualities of Allah. That means there is no one who has got those qualities. And this sifat-e-amma, the qualities which Allah has got, and these qualities are also prevalent in the creation. For example, Allah is merciful. Allah is merciful. But this quality of mercy is also in people. The mother has quality of mercy. The father has quality of mercy. The elders have quality of mercy. The animals even have got quality of mercy. But there are certain qualities that only Allah has got. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allamul Ghuyub. That He is the knower of the unseen. He alone knows the unseen in totality. He alone knows it. No one else knows it. Allah is Hajat Rawa, Mushir Khusha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the one who answers of prayers. He alone answers prayers. No one else answers prayers.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he alone is the one remover of difficulties and calamities and misfortunes. He alone, yes. We have to call only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no less. That is why sijda is only for Allah, standing in ibadat is only for Allah, ruku is only for Allah, bow is only for Allah, pledge is only for Allah, sacrifice is only for Allah, ibadat is only for Allah, nazar niyaz is only for Allah, everything is only for Allah, only for pleasure of Allah, nothing for no one else. He is our provider, he is our sustainer, he is our Rabb. He is our Rabb. That is why he is starting the Quran Kareem. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise, every praise, every form of praise is to who? Allah. And who is this Allah? He is the Rabb. He is the Rabb of what? Of the Alameen. Alameen from Ilm. That he is the Rabb of all the creations. Ibn Habban Rahmatullah Ali says there are 80,000 creations, 40 above the surface of the earth, 40 marine life. Another scholar, Wahab Rahmatullah Ali says that there are 16,000 species, but the best opinion is Hazrat Tab radiallahu ta'ala who says that amount of creation we do not know. But it is in the knowledge of Allah. And Allah Rabbul Izzat is the provider of everyone. And Allah Rabbul Izzat is the sole provider of everyone. And we are missing the point. We think our shop is providing. We think our business is providing. We think our work is providing. We think our profession is providing. We think our trade is providing. We think our intellect is providing. We think our reason is providing. We think our effort is providing. But wallah, Allah is providing. Allah alone is our provider. And the meaning of Rabb, respected elders, is that from non-existence he brought us into existence. Firstly, and he is the Rabb who did this. He alone did this. From nothing to nothing he brought us. And then after bringing us, let alone us, every creation, the birds that are flying in the air, and the fishes that are swimming in the oceans, the insects that are crawling, and the cattle that are grazing, every creation that you and I are seeing, that we know about, that we do not know about, Allah is the one who brought them from non-existence into existence. And he is the one, by his generosity and grace, he is the one sustaining everything, maintaining everything, growing everything, nourishing everything. He alone is doing it. He alone is doing it. Respected elders, the growth that we see, that how we are growing up, he is the one doing this. Every growth, every cellular growth, whether it is big or small, whether it is in the human or non-human, whether it is in the insect or the animal, the cattle or the bird, respected elder, Allah is the provider. That is why sustenance is serious, respected elder. Secondly, the Nabi Akram said, sustenance is sealed firstly. Secondly, he said that our sustenance, our risk, it hunts us. It hunts us. Like how a hunter hunts down the prey, our sustenance hunts us down. And we got the wrong impression. We think that we are earning it and we have to die behind it and hanker behind it. Whereas there is another hadith, clearly Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that if you hanker, that means if you go towards the world runs away from you. And if you run away from the world runs after you. And our logic and reasoning is saying something else. Our logic and reasoning is saying that I must run after the world, then I'll get the world. Where the hadith is saying something else, Nabi is saying something else, Rasul is saying something else, and our iman, where is our iman? Where is our yaqeen? Just think about it, respected elders. Each one of you listening, think about it. In my heart, what is my yaqeen? What is my conviction? What is my belief? What do I firmly think? Do I think Allah is providing or I am running and providing? If a person has been destined to earn 30 million rand in his lifetime, he will get it. He'll get the last penny of the 30 million before he dies. Because that has been sealed for him, that has been prescribed for him, that has been written for him. The pen has been lifted, the ink has dried. The pen has been lifted, the ink has dried. You will get that amount, whether you like it or you do not like it, whether you are in the bed or you are outside, you will get that amount. What's our role? Our role is to make sure that we must go in the right direction and get that amount. We think though that I must become wealthy, I must become comfortable, I must have luxury, but now I must not worry about how I get this money. I must steal it, I must deceive people, but I must get that money. I must night deal, a day deal, let the container fall this way, come that way, back door, front door, interest, not interest, higher purchase, anything and everything, I must get the money. Sell this product whether it's halal or haram, not interested. And then eat that product whether it's halal or haram, not interested. And then somehow or the other, whether you have to con the people and deceive the people, and then you shortchange, and then you short measure, and then you do not fulfill the employer's right, you do not fulfill the boss's right, you cut the time, you modify the time, in the east time you're doing something else, and all that goes on. Why you want money? Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying clearly in the Quran, that see the creatures that go out in the night and we provide for them. And Nabi akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith, see the bird, how it goes out in the morning and comes back in the evening, providing for its siblings. Just imagine, sit down and think, respected elders, and I address myself first before you, that how many a creation Allah is providing for. And where they don't have factories, they don't have productivity, but Allah is providing for them. On the other hand, I'm not trying to tell you, sit in the masjid or sit in the Jamaat Qadha and do nothing. لَيْسَ الْإِنسَانَ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you will get, man will get for what he strives for. But the difference is, man must not strive for the haram. He must not indulge in haram to get his earnings. Whatever you get, and you get it by a halal sources, Allah will create barakah in it. Allah will create blessing in it. Allah will create goodness in it. Allah will create that you'll be able to enjoy that wealth. When it is halal, be rest assured it will go in halal places. You'll spend it in halal places. Question arises, how come Muslims, you see that they go into casino, they gambling, womanizing, drinking alcohol, getting involved in interest, the last haram activity financially, economically, and the last transgression and sinful thing the Muslim is doing it. How come? But think carefully and see where the wealth is coming from, see where the money is coming from. When it comes from haram, it will go in haram. Respected elders, I never expect the time to go so fast. However, we should worry about this. We have just started this topic. One brother in Hajj told me, Mufti Sahib, talk about this Tawheed issue. This issue is of paramount importance. And it is basic. Tawheed is basic. And then how we will recognize Allah by His attributes. Now when you read His attributes, when you read His 99 names, that are not all His attributes. Imam Suyuti, Rahmatullah Alayhi, etc. have written, he got 1,000 attributes as per Quran, and Imam Razi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, has stated the similar thing. For example, Rab, this Rab, I saw in the Haram, something very strange, first time in my life I saw, they printed now Quran Kareem, and wherever the word Rab comes and Allah comes, they got it in red. They got that print in red. Wherever the word Rab, whether anything, whether it's Rabbakum or Rabbi, wherever the word Rab comes, it is in red. And wherever the word Allah comes, and look at why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, alhamdulillah, is Rabbil Alameen. Starting Quran Kareem with Rab. And concluding Surah Nas, Rabbil Nas.
And when you get to the grave, what are the three questions? Man Rabbuka. So there has to be something about this word Rabb. Respected elders, the Allah is starting Quran with Rabb, ending Quran with Rabb, and in the grave you're going to get questioned, one of the three questions is Rabb. And the biggest error Fir'aun made was Ana Rabbukum al-A'la. He said, I am the Rabb, I am the big Rabb. Allah permitting, inshallah, we will continue with this. We have come from Hajj. And they say, Dua of Haji is accepted. With the help of your duas, Allah Ta'ala made our Hajj relatively very comfortable and easy. We should make Dua, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Say, Dua of Haji is accepted. We make Dua, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala accept the Hajj of all the Hajjis. We make Dua that all the Hajjis who come back, Allah Ta'ala make them Namazis. All the ladies who come back, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant them ability to become steadfast in Salat and also adore the Hijab. And the Haji who come back, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make it easy for him and he starts growing beard and looking like a Muslim. Our Duas are accepted, he stated. So all, we make Dua, all those who are sitting and listening here, whatever it is in your heart, Allah Ta'ala fulfill your permissible requisitions. Allah Ta'ala make it easy for you and keep all of us in Iman. Allah Ta'ala keep all of us in Iman, take us with Iman. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala resurrect us with Iman. Allah Ta'ala fulfill all your permissible desires. Allah Ta'ala make us strong on our Iman and make us strong and regular in Salat. And Allah Ta'ala remove us from any death that we are in. Allah Ta'ala, if we are sick, Allah Ta'ala grant us shifa kamila, ajila, mustamirra. Allah Ta'ala fulfill all our permissible desires and give us halal, give us rozi that is halal, wasiyan, and also sehat and kamila, that good health. Allah Ta'ala keep all our friends away from fitna and fasad, keep us away from drugs and alcohol and womanizing, and Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala grant us unity. There is a collection, respected elders, this is monetary cash collection for scarves and cloaks and burqas. The Bidoni Muslim Jamaat is having a collection. If you bought cloaks and burqas and scarves, you can leave it at the Bidoni Muslim Jamaat Madrasa Hall. This all will be sent to Malawi. Obviously, you do not have that here. You can financially give your contribution at the exit after Jummah Salah.
Allahu Akbar.